Don't let your heart be troubled. Jesus says, trust God, trust also in me. So take a moment now. Let go of whatever's been weighing your heart down. Just do a quick assessment. How much trouble in your world over this last day, scale 1 to 10? And then how much peace is present in my heart, scale 1 to 10? What can I learn? And here's the invitation today. Each time there's a little trouble that comes into your world, an irritation, a frustration, something you don't want, you're going to pause, invite Jesus to be present, and say, welcome, friend. This is just the way I want it. Now, here's what Jesus says to his friends in John chapter 15. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Now the invitation to abide, remain, live, dwell in, God's love is a wonderful thing. But of course, it involves more than just trying to continually think I am loved. And one of the great problems is, how do I do this when trouble comes? How can I be with Jesus and obey him when trouble comes? So I want to get to a distinction. This comes from the book of James, written by Jesus's brother. And I love the old Phillips translation of this. I learned it a long time ago. When all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your life, now that's trouble, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. So resenting them, wishing they weren't there, resisting them, we might say. And then the alternative is welcome them as friends. Why in the world would I do this? Realize that they come to test your faith and produce in you the quality of endurance. So when trouble comes, it'll do two things. It's kind of diagnostic. It'll let me know what's there inside me. Anxiety, fear, envy, uneasiness, sense of inadequacy. It will just reveal that stuff, and that's good to know truth about me. But then also comes to produce in me the quality of endurance. If I handle this in the right way, if I welcome it as a friend, say this is an opportunity to grow, then I can abide together with Jesus in his love in trouble. So then James goes on, realize it comes to test your faith and produce in you the quality of endurance. So let the process go on until that endurance is fully developed. When will that be? Probably when I die. And you have become a person of mature character. Let the process go on. What does that mean? Well, it means the trouble is here. And each time when I'm tempted to say, oh man, I wish I wasn't going through this, I just come back, welcome, friend. Welcome, friend. Now, you can welcome something, somebody into your life, even if you don't particularly feel like it. When I was growing up, there was, I will call her Aunt Olga, not her real name. Nobody really wanted her to come over. When my dad was an adolescent and had skin, you know, had acne as teenagers sometimes do, she would look at him sometimes and say, oh, I think your skin is getting better, John, which was not a moment of great affirmation. It's just that kind of a dynamic. But it's possible when that person comes to say, well, welcome. You are somebody God loves and you carry the image of God. And so I want to extend hospitality to you. And we're to do that now when problems come. So I want to switch to the overhead cam for a minute and talk about this basic distinction. And then I will read about that in Reed Wilson's book, Stopping the Noise in Your Head. So here's the possibility. When trouble comes your way today, at any moment, you can take one of two orientations to it. I can resist it, resent it as an intruder, or I can welcome it as a friend. I can accept this is the reality in my life today. This is the place where I'll find God. There's a series of moments in this. Reed talks about it. I'll put it a little bit differently. To resist, what happens here is, first of all, I experience something unpleasant. Somebody criticizes me. Something doesn't work. I have a financial problem. And then I have an internal response to this. And I think, oh, this is terrible. I shouldn't have to go through this. This is awful. What's going to happen? I start making predictions. Then as I move to welcoming, here's three steps, but these are optional. I may or may not do those, but the invitation to Jesus is do that. The first one is I notice this. I become aware. Now here, the Holy Spirit and I are walking through this together. And I think, huh, I'm resisting. I'm ruminating. The power with resisting is it always produces rumination, at least with me. So I notice this, and then I move to accept the situation. I simply recognize, here's what's going on. And ask Jesus to be part of it with me. And then I can begin to cope with the problem. There's a line from a therapist, Donald Winnicott, who says, the first step towards change is the complete, albeit temporary, acceptance of the status quo. So I go from resisting to when troubles come in my life. And now think about some of the troubles that come into your life. Little ones, medium ones. We're not dealing with deep trauma here. But think of, what will it mean today for you to say, welcome, friend? This is a very concrete example of that from Reed Wilson. Monday morning, I set aside most of the day to work on a writing project. I'm in high gear. At my first break, I visit the bathroom only to discover the toilet's plugged up. I flush to clear it, and then a mass of filthy brown toilet water begins to rise. Not gradually, mind you, towards the rim of the bowl. I rush to close the shutoff valve, but it's futile. I turn and turn in vain as the water spills over the sides of the bowl onto my pristine white Berber carpet. I fumble for a plunger. Do I stick it in the toilet, displacing more water onto the no longer pristine, once white Berber carpet? Or do I hesitate, see if the water just stops? Forget it. No time to hesitate. In goes the plunger. More brown water splashes over the edge onto the floor. And then he's got to clean up this mess, and his pants and his shoes are messed up. I bend over to the toilet, he says, extracting the liquid with the almost deafening wet dry vac, feeling appropriately irritated and grumbling to myself, this is the last thing I need right now. A moment later, I find myself sub-vocalizing, this is exactly what I need right now. Now, I don't know that Reed knows it, but he's actually going right back there to the first chapter of the book of James. When all kinds of trials and temptations, when trouble crowds into your life, wherever it fits on the scale, don't resent it as an intruder, but welcome it as friend. This moment too comes, and it will reveal something about my faith, my trust in God, and it will be an opportunity for me to walk together through God, together with God through this situation. If I can just simply accept, this is my reality right now. See, the solution of any problem always begins with accepting, even temporarily, this moment, because this moment is the only place where I can find God. My calling is to live in this moment of my life. Reed goes on to say this, whenever I can grab that perspective, there's something very striking about this idea from James, welcome it as friends. Actually, this is where I want to be right now. If I catch myself saying something that resembles, I don't like this. Now that's resenting it as an intruder. I don't want this. I'm unhappy with this outcome. I'm anxious about this. I'm threatened by this. When I notice that, God helps to show me that as part of abiding with Jesus in the Holy Spirit. It happens in my mind, in my thoughts. If I can step back from that comment and remember, now I'm remaining in the Father's love. The Father loves me even with this mess in the bathroom or this mess wherever it else is in my life. If I shift into a welcoming mode, this is exactly what I want right now. I find myself in a much better place. During a difficult time, we have only two choices. Either we accept or we resist. And James says, when they come, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Because what can happen is I can be together with God in this moment and I can grow. So my own capacity to compartmentalize irritations, troubles, and my ruminating response to them from my relationship with God is very striking. And that's part of what has to get integrated. Then reading this book in Middlemarch, and there's this real pious religious character, Bulstrode. At one point, he is reminded of something really wrong that he's done. and there's pain and shame around it, but he just stuffs it. And then he goes and spends extended time in prayer with God, but successfully avoids ever talking to God about who he is and what he's done. And I'm very capable of doing that. So today, your computer malfunctions, the car breaks down, you get a flat. I get a critical email from somebody I know, and I know I'm going to have to walk through it with them, but then I start to churn in my stomach because I think, oh, I don't want to have to deal with this. This is uncomfortable. It's amazing how quickly I can forget this remarkable word from James. Don't resent this as an intruder. Again, the problem with resenting it as an intruder is that will justify rumination and paralysis. But when I welcome it as a friend, realize that it comes to test my faith and produce in me the quality of endurance, then I can say together with Jesus, all right, this is exactly where I need to be. Now, help me to obey your commands in this moment. How do I become? God's commands are not like this list of legalistic, arbitrary rules. This is how do I respond to this the way that Jesus would if he was me? My body, my wiring, my responsibilities. That's what that means. So this always enables us to move to action, to coping. It is not a passive thing at all, but it begins with that moment of welcoming. My child is having a problem with school. I find about that. Or I had a bill that I didn't know I was going to have. Or I forget an appointment that I was supposed to be at. Now somebody's going to be upset at me. Or whatever it is, all through this day, here's the line. Welcome, friend. Welcome, friend. Welcome, friend. This is a chance to grow and to be together with God in my life. And no matter what the circumstance or trouble is, it cannot stop that growth. Welcome, friend. Don't let your heart be troubled.
Hey, thanks for joining us here at Become New, where you can receive a brief daily teaching each weekday to help you grow spiritually one day at a time. Be sure to hit the subscribe button here on YouTube or at our website, becomenew.com, to make sure that you don't miss any future teachings in the series. Become New is so much more than just a video to receive and watch. It's really a community that you can belong to. So we hope that you'll chime in the comments below, or better yet, join our Facebook group, which you can find the link in the description of this video. I'll be posting a video there each weekday to correspond with the episode for that day with a discussion question. And I would love to have you bring your voice to that conversation. So like I said, you can find that link there, along with the link for our Instagram or our X account. If you just want to receive inspirational quotes and photos throughout the week, you can do that. If you've got a prayer request or you're carrying something heavy, we want you to know that we're here for you and we would love to pray with you. You don't have to carry it alone. So you can text us your prayer request at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. There's a group of us who meet every day to pray over requests sent in by viewers like yourself. So we hope that you do that. Remember, the most important thing about your life is the person you become. We'll be seeing you.